Finally alone. I've not had such stimulating conversation in quite some time.
Time is short, but I do not wish to leave you.
Then stay, sir, by all means. Am I not worth your attentions?
You are the finest woman attending the ball. Your intellect has overwhelmed. Your wit has enchanted, and I have drowned in your eyes. Your form is the most appealing of any in the city. And I desperately wish to see the truth of your face behind your mask.
Patience. Midnight approaches and all will be revealed then. I must say, I find your pallid silken mask and crown of black crystal to be intriguing. No maker of masks and carcosa has ever created so fine a costume. They make you seem a lord of all you survey, including myself. Tell me, how might one pay homage to you, my lord?
Kneel, and I will show you.
Like this? Perhaps I might honor you with my soft lips and warm mouth.
Allow me to demonstrate to you how you affect me.
Men here are not like this. Your cock writhes and moves of its own accord.
All the better to reach your deepest and most longing places, Casilda.
Perhaps I might taste this fine delicacy.
Is a fine altar for my sacrifice. Your stool is exquisite. I can see how your people respect the cunning tongue of their future ruler. I wonder how many fortunate citizens have felt such pleasure.
Surely you do not judge me on the number of men and women I have tasted and satisfied.
I do judge you. I judge you to be excellent company and a delicious mate.
Such skills one learns in Carcosa. I was trained by the finest courtesans that I might be a pleasing lover in any political match. But I don't think I want that anymore. I think a foreign man might be more to my liking.
How foreign?
Well, I was thinking, perhaps from your homeland?
I am from many places, and I have learned many pleasures.
Ooh. Perhaps you might demonstrate your skill as I just have.
Many find my silken kisses to be deeply arousing. Perhaps I might show you.
Oh, yes. I should like that.
Mm.
dusk is so warm. It feels almost like it caresses my flesh on its own and leaves pleasure in its wake. It whispers such dark promises in my ear. 'Tis delightful.
It is a subtle art to kiss and taste, but not devour. The silk might immobilize you through such pleasure, rendering you helpless to my other affections. I do not wish to alarm you. I care for you quite deeply. I love you.
Then let me lay upon this couch, lift my skirts, and allow you to prove it.
Yes, yes, this is what my cock truly hungers for. Your eager and fertile womb.
Do not delay, sir.
I will satisfy, but I will not be gentle. Our yes. way is to take.
I feel you at my entrance. Never felt such as this. It touches me in the most secret places. Oh, it is an unnatural delight.
You grip and clasp me so enticingly. I should want more of you. All of you.
It fills me, Lord. It fills me and I feel it pressing even at my womb. I feel it pressing at my mind. What is it?
I love and cherish you. How could I enter you without doing so completely? See my home beyond Aldebaran. See it filled with my people.
Those are not men. It's too many legs. It's too many eyes. In the name of Astur, what are they?
They are the name of Astur. They no longer live as you do.
I do not understand. Your member grows.
They have become one with me, as you may. If the king comes,
Sir, I do not wish to offend after such a lovely interlude, but it is time to remove our masks. See? My domino has fallen away to show you my fair countenance.
Truly, you are beautiful. But I fear I can no longer oblige you. I wear no mask.
No mask? No mask.
No mask, but flesh. No robe, but wings. No crown, but horns.
What manner of man are you? You're terrible in aspect.
I am your monarch and your doom. Can you not hear my entourage approaching? Carcosa is long due a reckoning. Casilda, I must ask thee for a great honor.
Yes, my lord.
Take me as your husband. Your dowry will be your fair form. You will serve both as bride and wedding feast. We shall become one and abide together in the outer dark.
I will serve as your faithful wife if you let me live.
You will serve as my faithful wife, and you will live in me. Now, submit to my appetites. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.